Welcome to the Did You Know Show here on this Friday, February 10th. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys here on this Super Bowl Eve.
Right, double Eve.
Yeah, so I've got a couple Super Bowl tidbits for you guys here, but I'll keep you waiting for that. I'll let Noah kick us off today.
All right, yeah, I think it's a good plan to go ahead and end off on the Super Bowl because, fun fact, I guess I'm just going to spill the beans. We planned on this week to just do a bunch of football and Super Bowl stuff. And then obviously yesterday I kind of got stranded out on the roads with the snow. And
happens.
Things just happened and it didn't pan out. But it's all right. So I actually have one about an animal. Did you know that a crocodile cannot stick its tongue out?
Really?
It actually doesn't move its tongue at all. I didn't really know that either. So the jaws of a crocodile, it's quite amazing how they work. It's got one of the strongest bites. I think it is the strongest bite. Yeah, the strongest bite in the entire animal kingdom.
Wow.
It does 3,700 pounds of force per square inch. The cool thing about their jaws is that they can actually apply pressure at different points of their jaw. So instead of like the whole bite having it, they can actually, like, their jawbones, I guess, have like a joint in it to where they can apply pressure at different points of their jaw.
Wow.
To put that pressure down. So that's kind of unique. What's crazy is that they cannot bite their own tongue. It's impossible. Their tongue is actually mounted to their bottom jaw. Like, they can't move it at all. It's just stuck to the bottom.
That is weird.
It's really weird to think about.
What's, like, the point of the tongue? Is it just sits there?
To taste, I guess. Like we kind of use our tongue to help, like, push chew, the food back and chew and whatever. I guess that makes sense on why when you see, like, crocodiles eat, they, like, throw their head back to throw the food back. They actually can't manipulate the food with their tongues. And then there's a membrane all the way at the back of their throat that actually also pushes down on the back of their tongue. And it closes off their throat, and that's to help when they go to submerge that they don't actually, like, inhale or get water down into their stomach. It keeps the water blocked out of their insides with that membrane. So, yeah, they just can't move their tongue. It just sits there.
There you have it. All right. I like that one. All right. So I've got a couple here about the Super Bowl. So say you had a few extra bucks and you wanted to go to the Super Bowl this weekend, this Sunday.
Just a few extra bucks. Huh?
And say you wanted a pretty good seat in, like, section, I don't know, 129, lower level, 40-yard line.
Okay.
How much do you think you're paying for that?
Currently?
Yeah, for this Sunday. A Super Bowl ticket.
I don't know. There, what you're close to.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
close to, like, I'm going to lowball it just because I think I'm going to overshoot it. Like, 1,800?
Yeah. A ticket at the 40-yard line in the lower bowl, $11,000 per ticket.
Oh, my goodness. Way off.
So say you want to take, like, a family of four, you're spending close to 50 grand.
I almost said $3,000, but I thought that was, like,
yeah, it's pretty
11.
Wild.
Oh, my
and you can get like nosebleed tickets for in the 4,000 to 5,000 range, but you're all the way up in the top of the stadium there. So it's pretty pretty crazy to go to the Super Bowl. And so something I find interesting. Did you know that the Super Bowl ticket pie, so all the money taken in from all the tickets bought, is split up throughout the entire NFL? So the Eagles and the Chiefs each get 17.5% of the money from
the
tickets.
Probably easier there.
Yeah, for playing in the Super Bowl. And then the host team gets 5%. So the Arizona Cardinals get 5% for hosting the Super Bowl. And then the NFL takes home 25.2% for themselves. And then the rest of it, the last 34.8%, is split up among the remaining teams in the NFL.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. That's so much money to fill a stadium.
Yeah.
If it only goes to the host and the two teams that are playing, that's a, like, even bigger incentive to actually get to the Super Bowl than you'd ever even think. But
that's
I guess that makes sense. They kind of split it up amongst all of them.
Yeah, and so now I have two final things here, kind of in the prop bet area of the Super Bowl. So a lot of people will bet on who's going to win the coin toss or what the coin toss will be. So the coin toss has landed on tails 29 times and heads 27 times in Super Bowl history.
Okay.
It's been heads two straight times. The longest streak was when it was heads five consecutive times from 2009 to 2013. And I'm typically a heads guy when I call a coin toss. I don't know about you.
I really never even called
kind
it.
Of,
yeah.
Just,
if I was to just flip a coin, I guess heads is probably the first one that comes to mind.
Sometimes you get the tails never fails. I don't know, but I always seem to go to heads. But it's been heads two straight times. We'll see what it is this Sunday. I don't know.
Huh.
And then last thing I got here is the Gatorade color. So one of the craziest props people bet on is what color is the Gatorade going to be when they douse that winning head coach?
That's crazy.
Which is pretty wild. And it's actually been blue 3 of the last 4 years. But the last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, orange. The Gatorade was orange.
Oh, didn't even know that. I'd bet on orange. I'll be honest. There you go. When you just said it, I'd probably say orange. So.
Yeah. So there you have it. Orange could be the color if the Chiefs are able to take it home this Saturday or this Sunday, rather. So you never know.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll find out on Sunday.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys next week after we have the results from the big game at 2:45 p.m. every weekday. You learn something new right here on KCHI.